Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 3rd of June, The Seed of the Woman. Bringing forth sons of God the Father is now the work of the Church, for the Bride of Christ is the vessel of multiplication. The Church is a virgin bride who is presently proceeding from the spiritual body of Christ, as Eve proceeded from Adam. She is the woman of whom the Father said to Satan, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Certainly, in the first instance, the seed is referring to Christ, the son of David, who was born of the Virgin Mary. On the cross, he triumphed over Satan and the powers of darkness. However, it is further fulfilled by the manifestation and ministry of the Bride of Christ. She is a virgin bride who is travailing through fellowship in the seven wounds of Christ to bring forth sons of God. These sons are her seed, and this refers to both godly children who were born in covenant houses and people in the world who were born again through the ministry of a network of worthy houses. These networks or communities of worthy houses were described by the Apostle John as elect ladies. The Bride of Christ, which is the Church, the New Jerusalem, is typified in the Scriptures by Sarah. We note in this regard that having been established on Christ, that is, the rock from which we were hewn, we are further directed by the Spirit to look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2, Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, 2 John chapter 1 verse 1, Galatians chapter 4 verse 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, and Isaiah chapter 51 verse 2. For further study, Galatians chapter 4.